At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
The McDonald's snack wrap is back.
You brought it back!
Ranch snack wrap. Spicy snack wrap.
You broke the internet. For a snack. Snack wrap is back. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Coming at you on a Friday, the 27th of June. And it was just a few days ago that the NBA season ended. And now, last night, the NBA draft concluded. By the way, we will have a full breakdown tonight live after the NHL draft, round one. See where my Sabres pick. I believe they're picking at number 9, JK. So this is an interesting offseason. I think the Giannis cloud does hang over all of it. Even if we look outside and it's a pretty sunny sky, there's a few clouds. There might be some like government clouds. I'm really getting into that theory too. But it's a sunny day. It's a sunny day. Giannis is in Greece. He's working out with guys. He's having fun. He'll be back. But everybody that looks at Milwaukee sees very cloudy skies, sees very treacherous terrain. Giannis is leaving. Oh, if he's not leaving at the draft, maybe he's leaving later in free agency. It was Giannis is going to ask out. It was Giannis will be traded for picks. Now it's, oh, maybe Giannis at some point, he's going to see what happens in free agency. Then, oh, now it could get closer to the season. I don't know why Shams is being all Diana Russini. Shams to Giannis is Russini to Rogers. I don't know why they keep trying to content factory this being a thing, but they do. Giannis is heavily invested in what the Bucks are going to do at pick number 47. You think this man is overseas watching this draft at 3 a.m. saying, if they take these following guys, I'm staying. And if they take anybody else, I'm asking out. You think that that is happening? No, that is not occurring. This is the NBA draft. First of all, it's different than the other ones. There's only two rounds. Second, that's not how this has ever worked. So what do they do, the Bucks, with pick number 47? Well, they take Bobuljub Marković. He's 6'11", 220 pounds, played in 30 games last year with Mega Basket in Serbia's Adriatic League. This is a team, Mega Basket, that has had a lot of guys drafted in the NFL draft. Some names you may recognize, including Nikola Jokic. Also coming out of this was Nikola Jovic. And also coming out of this was Nikola Durisic. So a few of those guys. Who else might you know? Oh, Goga Bedazi. Nope, didn't say that right. Avika Dubats came out of here. I could just show you the list. I need Horvat on if I'm going to break down Serbian names. Although he's Croatian, I believe. But they bordered next, whatever. So the Bucks take this guy. He's been an efficient player from everything that I've seen. They scouted him last year. They worked him out last year. Went back overseas. And they decided to bring him in this year. 30 games, like I mentioned, 29 starts. Averaged 13, 6 in about 2.5, 30 minutes a game. Shot 53% from the field. He was named the Adriatic Basketball Association Best Young Player and got the ABA Player of the Month honors 2 times. Reached double figures in 24 games and has been an efficient player. in the Adriatic League. So the question is, how is that going to parlay itself into the NBA, and what kind of chance is he going to get in the NBA? I think with pick number 47, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what we were expecting. A lot of guys in that second round, you know, you could have put their names backwards and I would have believed they were still guys that got drafted. There's a lot of guys in that second round that, you know, unless you're really an in-depth draft scout, you don't really know. So I don't know what we wanted. They did get Mark Sears on a two-way contract, which he was an All-American. So another guy that's had success where he was, but now will that transfer into the pro game? That remains to be seen. Maybe if they took Sears, because we've heard of him, we'd be more excited and then sign this guy later. But the Bucks clearly have had eyes on this guy for a couple of years, and they thought that this was a good time to pull the trigger. Now, again, it is hard for me to get amped up about a Bucks draft pick because they're not that good at drafting. So let's go back to when they drafted Giannis Antetokounmpo. We remember we were stunned and confused and had no idea what was happening. Who is this guy? He's second division Greece. He's super lanky. You couldn't have imagined then that he would be what he is now, a guy who 12 years later, the entire media machine is still trying to get him out of our great city. So that was a swing and a hit. And since then, I'm not sure they've drafted one other hit. Giannis is the only Bucks draft pick since 2001 to make an All-Star game. Michael Redd in 2000 was drafted at pick number 43, made an All-Star game. And then you could be like, well, Dirk and Stephon Marbury, and you know how the NBA drafts. I'm actually wearing a Warriors hat right now in solace with the NBA because I'm doing a Bucks-themed show right now, but I'm wearing a Warriors hat because the trade hasn't been official yet. So that's why I'm in a Warriors hat talking about the Bucks for those watching on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. We're, of course, brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp, the promo code is BART. Go there and get everything that you need, the tinctures, the gummies. Today's a Friday. It's a summer weekend. Your boy's off tonight, so we're going to talk a little bit. And then it's seltzer time in America is what's going to be happening. So, again, check out happyplacehemp.com. They're in Muskego, and you can use the promo code BART for 25% off every single order that is available to you. They ship it out very quickly. Most of the time that promo code covers the shipping cost as well. So you're pretty taken care of with the guys, Chris and Rob over there at happyplacehemp.com, happyplacehemp.com. Again, this is Into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Just a light recap of what the Bucks did on Thursday. Bogoljub Markovic. Somehow I'm having a harder time saying Markovic than I am Bogoljub, but Bobo is, I believe, what they are calling him. So Bogoljub Markovic, the first pick, and then they take Mark Sears in the second round. I know this man has Bogo fever. That's our friend Hot Take Jake.
Yo.
What's been good, my man?
I know, man. It's so good to see you. I got to change this. There we go. I'm not an amateur. Landscape mode, never portrait. There we go. That's better.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you, man?
All right.
You look amazing. Everything's paying off. How's the national gig?
I got a weird thing going on right now where, like, I'm losing a little bit of weight, but my gut is getting bigger.
Well, I can tell you what that's due to. You can, because I have, it's the most frustrating thing in the world. It's just a cortisol belly. And the only thing you can do to get rid of it is getting rid of stress out of your life. So it's not going anywhere no matter what you do. So don't stress it too much.
It's not a beer belly?
Yeah, I don't know. That's not more on you. You got to be honest about that. But yeah, it's mainly stress induced is that little pooch there. So Good
wow,
luck.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm getting like sickly right here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I got nothing in the arms.
Little lesson here. It's kind of like, you know, it's a body's, it protects you against famine. So when you're super stressed, your body starts to like store that.
Oh, I'm stressed.
Yeah. Oh, I'm stressed out. I'm glad I got that reference. I work with a bunch of people that would never get that reference. It drives me crazy.
So do you want to break down Bobojub Markovic or you just want to talk?
It's just like I texted you last night. My instant analysis
Jake,
is,
and gentlemen.
That is one ugly bastard, but that's all I got. So really, I just wanted to say hi.
Well, he's got braces. That's a talking point.
He looks like he's 7 years old, like with the braces, without, I don't know. I feel like people will trick themselves into thinking that he has more upside because they'd have no clue who he is. Versus if he was like a college junior that, you know, they saw in the play a tournament game one time. But yeah, I do want to say real quick before I head out, because it's got to be a quick hitter here. But isn't Sham Sarania just embarrassing now?
What's he doing? Like,
why is Giannis the only one that gets this treatment? Like, you know, you're wrong. You're just making stuff up. And was it Denver's GM the other night, unprovoked, just mentioned like trading Jokic?
He meant it's like, a trade Jokic. And everyone's like,
yeah. No one says anything, not a single word, but like, it's a Giannis obsession. It's kind of creepy at this point. Like, he's not going to.
I said the other night, I said, look, I know where my standing is. Like, I'm not a household name, but I'm on a national show. I mean, I have somewhat of a platform. Why does it stop with me? Like, why am I the highest one that's saying Giannis is not getting traded? Why doesn't someone else try to make that their identity? But everyone's in the camp of let's try to make a trade. Like, you can't have one of these national guys just because what's going to happen is if he ever does get traded, they were wrong for 13 years.
Yep.
But then they're going to be right.
Told you so.
Told you he's getting. No, you told us he wanted to play for the Heat before COVID.
Yeah.
You told us in 2017 he was out. He signed pen to paper three separate times since then.
Bart, you need to do everything in your power to get him on your show because he needs to know about swim class. Once he knows about swim class, then maybe it'll end, you know?
Well, I've only talked to him one time. I said, congrats on the cup the day after they won.
Mm.
So he was back. Because I've – this is not important at all. But I've interacted with Giannis while I was there with the media, but in very, like, light and brief.
Well, but here's the thing too, Bart.
So I wonder if he's got to be like, I think I know that guy from somewhere.
I know it's a bit, and, like, you're kind of downplaying it. Like, I've only talked to him once in swim class. But that alone, you have more insider info on Giannis than anybody on ESPN, just based on that alone, that you see him and that you spoke to him once. Because he's clearly like the most family-oriented, private dude. I literally laughed out loud last night when, what did he say? Giannis is reportedly monitoring this draft very, very closely with the Bucks. What do you think the odds are that he even knew the draft was happening in the last 2 days?
Like, when it was 3:30 in the morning where he is.
Yeah, it's sad. It's embarrassing at this point, but I don't know. It comes with
this is John Horse calling Giannis before the draft. Hey, Giannis. Like, I know that you're on bated breath with this pick, but we really do like Bobojub Markovic, and if that's going to sway your opinion, you got to let us know because this pick is happening, and we're committed to Bobojub Markovic.
I did like the take that it was a Giannis move in that they're freeing up a roster spot for Thanasis by taking this
Frank Madden. So, good take from Frank Madden.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Although I saw a report today that apparently Thanasis might be interested in playing with another team and possibly one even in Greece because one of their family friends now bought a team.
Well, best of luck to him. I miss Thanasis.
I do too. I want him back on the roster.
I think
unironically.
There is a real energy with that team when he's there versus when he's not. And people can shit on him all they want. Oh, sorry, poop on him all they want. I'm trying to be better.
It's fine.
Okay. Just no effers?
Fuck's fine, dude.
All right. Fucking A. All right. That's all I got. I miss you, buddy. I love you. Hey, are you going to Summerfest at all? I got the Killers tonight. It's going to be wild.
I was very strongly posturing to go to the Killers tonight.
You should do it.
But now I'm not going to do that.
Well, if you decide to, let's meet up.
I already missed the Killers one time, and I've said it's one of my bigger regrets, and I'm going to regret it a second.
Have you ever seen them live?
No.
This will be number 5 for me, I want to say, and they've never disappointed. Always a phenomenal show.
What I want to see is Coldplay next month at Camp Randall.
They're playing Camp Randall?
Yeah.
What? How did I miss this? I'll go. I want to go.
Well, okay. Tickets are like $800.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You'll always regret buying shit, but you'll never regret buying experiences. So pay the money. Go see it. Do it.
That's true.
All right. Words of wisdom. Love you guys.
Good to see you. Hot take Jake. Cortisol belly, huh? Yeah, because we're still pouching down here. We're still pouching. You know, I can roll it. Ooh. But then up here, it's like surfboard. You didn't need to see that. And I didn't need to do it. But yet here we are.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thrive Market's biggest sale of the summer is on, and it's the perfect time to stock up on healthy groceries. For a limited time, get an extra 25% off low-sugar snack packs, organic dinner staples, and so much more, all delivered right to your door. Skip the store, dodge the markups, and grab your healthy favorites before this sale ends. Go to thrivemarket.com/podcast to get 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Greg says, Stephen A. thinks Knicks will get him. Total fever dream for this team. Windhorse is a windbag also. Windhorse has been growing on me. Windhorse has been growing on me. At least he talks basketball. ESPN is a problem. Stephen A. Smith is a problem. He single-handedly ruined the draft coverage. It's like you don't want to say that because then you don't want to give it more oxygen, but he single-handedly did ruin the draft coverage. Or no, the finals coverage. The finals were worse because of Stephen A. Smith. They were worse because of him. So Windhorse, who is friend of show, I should say. He was on our show when he wrote a book a couple years ago. He's very nice, very gracious. Unlike Jeff Passan, who sent me a text afterwards saying, why didn't you promote my book? Because I had booked him independently from a book tour and I didn't know. Just wires got crossed. You know, wires are going to get crossed. What are you going to do about it? And now I tell the story like he's a bad person and he's probably great. And people probably have a story about me like that. One couple went to the toy drive. They talked to me for 5 minutes. They told Sparky that I cut him short because I had to get back on air. But now they think forever that I'm a huge asshole, which I am. Which I am. All right. So Bobojub Marković. This is the thing with him. Is he going to be on the team? We do not know. Who is going to be on this team? We do not know. Damian Lillard's contract will be on the team. Giannis will be on the team. Kuzma. Can we trade Kuzma for Chris Middleton and AJ Johnson? Can we do that again? That'd be good. Portis has to either opt in or opt out. I would like to keep Bobby Portis. I'll be sad if he goes somewhere else. Connaughton's here, $9 million. Okay, I'm getting a phone call. Hello?
Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm calling on behalf of SBA Pro-Life America with urgent pro-life news. Well, Congress has an incredible opportunity to defund Planned Parenthood by passing President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill.
Like, oh yeah, I love that bill. Sign me up. Where do I sign up?
Well, do you agree that we must pass President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill that defunds Planned Parenthood?
Well, I got a problem with that bill because they like want to not regulate AI. I'm pretty scared of AI. Anyway, so I was looking at the Bucks roster. Kevin Porter Jr., who's not going to do a damn thing in the playoffs, he will probably opt out and maybe get some more money. I'm totally good with him coming back, but that does need to be a conscious money move. And I don't want to be that guy that's like, I'll take him for five, but not for 10. I mean, they do need a point guard on this roster. So he does have a little bit of an advantage there. AJ Green, Andre Jackson. Now I'm just naming the roster, which you all know about. So we're going to see Bubble Yub in Summer League. Summer League, again, is going to be very intriguing, as it always is. I put it in my phone. I make sure that I'm present to watch it. I start watching it, and then I say, oh, this sucks. Thursday, July 10th is going to be the first game against the Nuggets. They'll have a Saturday game against the Cavs on the 12th and the 13th against the Clippers. And then Wednesday, it wraps up against the Bulls. That game will be on ESPN2 in the afternoon. The other games are going to be on NBA TV. I would like to see them win a Summer League championship at one point. We saw the NBA Cup, which if they're going to do the NBA Cup, it has to be mentioned in the playoffs. Not one time in the whole Thunder run did it get mentioned that the Thunder were in the NBA Cup. And even if they had won it, I don't think that would have been mentioned at all. Does it exist or does it not? It shouldn't exist. It should not exist. The NBA Cup is dumb. And that's coming from me. The play-in tournament is dumb. Adam Silver, you know what we should just do? We should all just tweet right now something that we should see change. We should be like, hey, Adam Silver, I think there should be an extra NBA logo on the court. And if just like 15 of us tweet that, he'll probably make the change. Him and Kevin Durant, who's online more? 414-799-1250. All right, Mark Sears is another guy that they picked up. 2 years at Ohio and then 3 years at Alabama. Like I said, he was an All-American player last year. Second team the year before, two-time first team All-SEC. Second team the first year that he got there. Mac All-Freshman team was when he was at Ohio. Has had some nice tournament runs for Alabama. 6'1", 190. That doesn't get you drafted anymore. 6'1", 190. He's a lefty. He has signed a two-way deal. So I think if you're an Oshkosh, you'll get to see a good amount of him. And then, you know, there's a way to carve out some roster time in Milwaukee. Again, like I said, we may not have a point guard come next week. Ryan Rollins, restricted. Kevin Porter's got the contract. We're gonna need warm body theory to kick in the gear here. So we'll see what happens there. Up next is free agency. I didn't mention Brooke. I'm good with Brooke leaving. Brooke was a huge part of the 2021 NBA Finals run. He had that big game against Atlanta. They don't win it without Brooke. Keeping Brooke around was a good idea. Keep him around. I don't want him on this team going forward. He's hard to watch now. He's hard to watch. He starts and then plays for 15 minutes. I don't want that. And I don't want to pay $20 million for that or whatever he's going to get. So he can land somewhere and have a good end of his career. But I don't need to see him back on this team anymore. Gary Trent Jr. would be nice to have him back. That would be good. I ranked the East yesterday on the Bartometer. And I think right now I have the Bucks as an 8 seed. I have the Bucks as an 8 seed, and that's with Giannis. So I went 1 Cavs, 2 Knicks, 3 Pistons. I'm very high on the Pistons. 4 Magic. 5 Sixers. That's interesting. And then I went with all the teams that had somebody get hurt, with the Celtics, Pacers, and Bucks at 8. So we may be in playing territory. Now, we've never been there, so that might be exciting for a night, just to see what that's like. Probably will suck. Beat the Bulls and then get waxed by the Cavs in the playoffs. Because the Bulls, they'll go 39-43, like they always do. But with next year, it's like, just assemble a team. That's why I think I'd rather see Bubble Yub just play. What's the point of stashing somebody right now? Just play. Play here. If you're going to stash a guy, play him here. Play him with Giannis. You know, work some sort of chemistry. See how that fits. Work some other guys. Just have a nice year. You know, I know the term gap year is being thrown around. Have a nice year. Win some games. You know, get 2 home games in the playoffs. And then get Giannis the MVP. And then Dame comes back. And then you know, try to win next year. Pat's contract will be gone. Keep Bobby. Keep Doc Rivers, I guess. Did you watch the video where Horst was like talking to Bubble Yub? I thought it was kind of weird. I thought it was weird because they're not in like a war room. They were right in his office, which you can oversee the intersection there. And then he was like, oh yeah, we really haven't, I haven't followed you too much. I'm going to play the call here when Horst and the crew called Bubble Yub Markovic. I can't say his last. I was practicing his first name, and then now I can't say his last name for whatever reason. So this is the call. This is the video that the Bucks put out when Horst called Bubble Yub Markovic. Here we go.
That's correct.
Got it. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Let's go home!
Yeah, nice to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobo, how are you?
All the way from last year's workout. Now you're coming back again.
Yeah, time flies so fast. You guys
are one of my first. No, because the intersection. He's right on the window.
Right. Yeah. Well, we were really excited to have you, man. Really excited to have you.
Me too. I'm so excited to get back in that gym.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, these guys, obviously, they've seen you a lot more throughout the year, and I got to spend a lot of time with you when you were here for the workout, but man, they said you got so much better. Your body's improved, and we've been tracking you since you were here last year, man. So these guys were literally standing on the table for you the last couple of days, so we're excited to get you, man.
Yeah, so I hear. Thank you, guys. Thank you. So excited to be there.
The hat looked good on you, man.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, I don't know what was off-putting about that for me, but I was hoping, I don't know, yeah, they told me you're good. I haven't seen a damn thing since last year. But I remember meeting you. I remember you had braces. So that was fun. Look, there's not much to say, as you can tell here, about Bubble Yub Markovic or Mark Sears. The issue is going to be, what do they look like in the summer league? That will determine what goes on going forward. And then from there, are they a part of this team? With this draft history, I mean, just from Giannis, Lamar Patterson, Johnny O'Brien, Damian Ingles. We remember what happened with Jabari Parker, Rashad Vaughn, Malcolm Brogdon, Thon Maker, Sedarius Thornwell, DJ Wilson, Dante, Jordan Wara. Oh my God. Marjan. Isaiah Todd, Chris Livingston. Where's he? Remember he told other teams not to draft him. He wanted to go to the Bucks. Tyler Smith. Trade away AJ Johnson. I think what happened for me is we drafted Giannis, and there were so many people saying, oh no, who is this? What is it going to be? And then he turned out to be really good. And then when we drafted Thon Maker, I was so into it. I was like, if you're going to beat Golden State, you got to build to, you got to take swings. That's when they were in the finals every year against Cleveland. You got to take swings. And this is a big home run swing. And this can pay off so well. Thon Maker could be, he could be Giannis Park too. I don't know. I think the best comp that I've heard is if everything breaks right, we drafted like a light version of Lauri Markkanen. That'd be all right. At 47, that'd be all right. But we don't know. So free agency next week. NBA draft is come and gone. NHL draft is tonight. Killers is tonight. God, I really should go. I really should go. Fuck. Regrets are fun, though. It gives you something to bitch about. Get that stress belly. We'll be back next week. Shortened week for a lot of people with the 4th of July. I know I'm thrilled to celebrate our independence, and I know you are, too. Until next time, thank you all for stopping into the Winkler verse.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning a trip this year? Travel smarter and connect deeper by learning the local language with Rosetta Stone. With over 30 years of experience, Rosetta Stone's immersive, intuitive method helps you live the language, not just memorize it. Choose from over 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Japanese, and more. Their true accent speech recognition technology gives real-time feedback to help perfect your pronunciation. No translations, just natural learning that builds from words to phrases to full conversations. Whether you have 5 minutes or an hour, you can learn anytime on desktop or mobile. Get a lifetime membership and unlock all 25 languages. Learn as much as you want, whenever you want. Rosetta Stone. Learn confidently. Connect authentically. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/pod50 and start learning today.
We have a quick draft recap for you now. Myself, Bart Winkler, and Paul Emig. NBA draft. We'll do our NHL one this weekend.
Yeah.
The one thing I want to say about the Bucks first, Bobuljub Marković. I have a harder time saying the second part. A+ from Yahoo.
Well, really?
Marković was a first rounder on my personal board. I consider him a steal at this point. He makes sense for the Bucks, regardless of what happens with Giannis. High upside stretch forward. Offers skill as a passer and post scorer, but to handle the rigors of the NBA and become a plus defender, he needs to add muscle, so it would be worth a stash. Who's I don't want anybody to be stashed. Just play.
Who's the writer?
Whoever's on Yahoo. I don't know. Maybe it was AI. They fired a bunch of guys. So I don't know.
When you're picking 45 or 47, whatever they were, take a swing.
Well, Giannis was waiting with bated breath. His decision's going to be.
So I think at first, Shams was just doing whatever. He's definitely doing a version of a bit now, right?
You like think
after,
so?
Like after Giannis did the don't we really miss Woj? There's two things that can happen. The most likely thing is that Shams is doing a bit, or he's just playing into it for clicks and for airtime or whatever else. The second option is he's the one person who has information and he gets traded. And I'm going to, like, though I have been pro Giannis trade in the sense that I think it's good for the Bucks long-term future, I now cannot have Giannis get traded because it will mean that Shams was right.
Yeah.
And fuck that guy. So like,
I call him the Diana Russini of the NBA.
That is Well, Diana Rossini bats like 150. Shams has a higher batting average than her. But in the case of Giannis, Shams' batting average is in the Rossini Rogers range.
Yeah.
I literally believe that, like, when Diana Rossini has a Rogers report, I'm not doing a bit. I then know the opposite is true of Rogers.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
You're right.
And now I'm to the point where, like, Shams is either doing a bit or he's the one guy with a plugged in source. And even Chris Haynes, who has, you know, very dialed in Giannis, Dame, Buck sources. If I don't know, it feels like a thing Shams wouldn't have done if he wasn't the new ESPN insider, like what Woj was. That feels very, I work at ESPN now, so I play this game.
You know who has to be doing a bit right now is Nico Harrison. He's talking about how fans finally see the vision.
I didn't hear that quote. I heard others.
He said that today.
Oh, my God.
The other day he said fortune favors the bold.
I heard that one.
So Nico Harrison trades Luka for a bad return.
Yes.
And even if you get to the point where you're like, guys, you got to trust me. I know we got to the finals, but it's not happening with Luka. We're not getting to the final. That's what I see. If that's what he believes, then okay, go find a trade for him. That makes sense. Ask more than one team.
Right.
But then they traded him. The vision was you thought you had a championship contender with Kyrie and AD.
Right now.
Right now in 25.
Yeah.
They both get hurt. You make the play-in tournament. You're still trying to win. You won the first game.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get in the playoffs.
Well,
don't get in the playoffs, which I think you shouldn't be in the lottery if you're in the play-in tournament.
I love that take, and you should keep hammering it.
And then, in improbable odds, they get the number one pick in a year where it's a guy who's, you know, thought more highly than some of these other number one picks that come and go. Yeah. And he's up there saying this was the plan all along. Like,
so
he's got to be doing a bit, unless he went to the future, Paul.
So let's talk about bits. Your bits about Nico going to the future. What was his one today about now fans see the vision?
Yeah, fans are finally seeing the vision.
So what that means somehow is he's adding validity to your Nico Harrison went to the future scenario, which is obviously a fun and ridiculous bit, but also becoming more probable by the day. And quotes like that don't help me believe that he didn't actually do that.
Yeah.
Because if this was the vision, he crushed it. That was amazing. Like, but I think like me and you and Grant talked about this like 6 weeks ago, which was what would you like Luka? So let's say that Nico saw the future. He still had to decide that he was going to trade Luka for AD and Flag. So under the best possible scenario where he saw the future and said, you know what? I think the guys are going to get hurt, which means we'll go in the play-in, which means we'll lose, which means we'll be in the lottery, which means we'll win the lottery, which means we'll get Flag. Even if he knew all that, you'd still have to say, okay, Luka for AD and Flag. Let's do it. Now, that's not what happened, obviously, the whole future thing. So, like, I don't know Nico Harrison. You don't know Nico Harrison. This is a Nike executive with tons of contacts. It's probably Rob Pelinka's favorite person in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Because what a great thing. And by the way, let's get to that Hawks and Pelicans trade because I heard something that was really interesting about that, similar to the Pelinka-Nico thing. And I mean, again, you can use your like rewarded for bad behavior thing and other, you know, similar cliches. But they not only had to get AD and Kyrie hurt, they then had to get in the play-in and lose the play-in, which they wouldn't have done if either of those guys didn't have the devastating injuries that they did, where AD missed like 20 games, came back but was hurt, Kyrie tore his ACL. But then, I mean, don't forget that they won a coin flip with the Bulls. When the Bulls made that shot, when Giddy made that half-court shot to win the game, otherwise that combination of letters or that combination of numbers, excuse me. Would,
yeah, so that like means, the last number hit.
That, right, so that means Nico also knew that Josh Giddey was going to hit a half-court shot to supplant the number layout.
Oh, when they beat the Lakers and Chicago was going crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that, I mean, that Giddey shot, this is, I mean, now you could say, oh, they could have won that game but then lost a different game and then the numbers were, but the time when the Bulls swung the odds, so like, as a Bucks fan, as a Milwaukee guy, would you rather flag be in Dallas or Chicago?
Oh, Dallas.
Okay, same.
So it worked out for us.
Yeah. But also, again, these are so many things that improbably.
And Cooper Flagg, they got this guy, Cooper Flagg, like, you know how every time the Spurs have number one, it's, oh, here's Tim Duncan. Oh, here's Victor. Here's Cooper Flagg. They're like, we can't send him to Charlotte.
Right. Washington.
Yeah. The shit's fucking rigged, man.
It's, I mean, it's not, but it sure gives the impression that, like, again, we humans create.
No, they rig it, and then they set up a whole process to show it's not rigged, but it's already rigged. It's rigged, and then they show it's not rigged.
Chestnut checkers. Here's the story I heard about the Pelicans and Hawks trade, which
did the Pelicans were 23, trade up to 13 to get Derek Queen. Who, if you like a guy, you like a guy. But they gave up the first round pick next year, which is better.
Unprotected, too.
And it's the better of the Pelicans or Bucks. I don't know what the Bucks are going to be, but the Pelicans are not going to, they're not going to, the West, they're not coming out of there.
It's a top six pick. I mean, I would put an 80% likelihood that that's a top five pick.
So what's the story? Morning Glory.
Oh, Oasis, right?
Yeah.
So Joe Dumars is the new decision maker, which I knew when they're like, hey, you know, should run our franchise is Joe Dumars. I was like, you're fucked. Like, you're fucked. Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars, you cannot hire the bad boy Piston backcourt because they will fuck your franchise. Just don't hire Dumars and Isaiah Thomas. As Knicks fans can obviously attest. So I knew right away. So anyway, the guy who is now running the Hawks, I don't have all the names perfect. He's either the number two now with the Hawks. But anyway, he worked with Dumars. And he's known for a while that Dumars had this thing for Derek Queen. So he knew when he went, I should know the names if I'm going to tell this story publicly. I'm sure we can look it up pretty easily. But when he went to Atlanta, he had a mission. And his mission was, I know that Joe Dumars loves Derek Queen. If Derek Queen is there at 13, I'm going to rob his ass blind. And he did. And he knew, that the love was so deep for Queen from Dumars that it's kind of like the Palenka Nico thing. Like, you know, no, Austin Reeves can't be in it actually because you can't guarantee that Luka's going to resign. So I'm sorry. Well, then we'll have to get both of those future picks again. Luka, we don't know, right? You're so lucky that we're taking your phone call. That's the card that Atlanta pulled in the sense of like, you want Derek. I mean, you have to, you want to protect the pick. Then I'm just gonna have to hang up. Sorry, Joe. Awesome. I mean, terrible, but amazing and awesome.
You really can't trust anybody in your life.
I mean, how long has Palenka been like, I bet Nico's going to get an NBA GM job one day. And one day I'm going to call his ass for some crazy trade.
He robs for, he's probably for 5 years been practicing the speech in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, that Luka.
I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a favor.
Luka is too fat. Luka is too fat. Luka's too fat. Yeah.
Are we interested in the Ace Bailey drama? What's the deal? Does he just not want to play basketball at all?
I didn't watch him a lot at Rutgers. I'm not a college basketball guy. I know you're not either, but I've watched enough to be like, if he cared the way that like Dylan Harper or Cooper Flagg care, if he had that level of competitor, he's probably going ahead of Dylan Harper at two, and he's definitely 100% going number three. I don't know. I get what the Jazz are doing. Like, they're stuck, right? They're stuck in mediocrity where it's like
a good draft. Didn't they get our boy Tanjay?
Yeah, like 47 or no, 53 or I don't know what it is. But they're like, you're the Lauri Markkanen-led Jazz. Lauri Markkanen's a good player, but, like, come on. Like, you're competing with the Pelicans right now for the bottom of the West for the foreseeable future. And so you took an upside thing, and, like, I get it. But, again, if I ever got my chance to run a team, and Danny Ainge and his son, they have – they're able to do things that some GMs couldn't, right? Like, we talk about this in other sports. Like, the, don't let a GM run your team who's going to do it because they need to keep their job for another year. The thing I like about it, in theory, for Utah is that Danny Ainge, and he's so powerful, so influential, so trusted, that not only can he run your team, but he's like, hey, you know who'd be a good successor slash, like, guy for me? My son.
My kid.
So he has – he's doing the right thing because he's not worrying about his own job security or his – like, he runs the show, and so he can take these swings. If you or I or any, like, you know, first-time GM with no – credibility to fall back on could not have done that. So, like, I like it from that perspective, but I would never have done it.
The other things that I brought up, I think, because, you know, the NBA draft, people like are like, all right, I'll see this, but nobody knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Duke having all their starters drafted, that's interesting.
Love it.
The Thunder having a pick is always interesting. They got a big man. The Nets didn't trade a single pick.
Yeah.
They had four first-round picks.
Five.
Five first-round picks. Yeah, and they didn't package that or trade it in any way, and they took a bunch of guards.
I'm sure they tried to, and, you know, everyone knew that they wanted to trade. I mean, I'm assuming, like, everyone knew they wanted to trade some of them, and, yeah.
Other than that, I don't know – Jakančionis going to the Heat, you know, I don't know why he fell as much as he did from Illinois. We mentioned Clayton.
The Heat always have a guy drop to them. That's how it works.
I mean, is it a guarantee that Konkanipple is going to not do shit in Charlotte?
I would be very surprised if he doesn't have a 12 to 18 year career, though.
Yeah, but it's going to be like, he's going to be like, traded in these deals like the Zeller brothers.
Hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like if he's going to Charlotte's just doomed.
Yeah.
You go to Charlotte. See ya.
Yeah.
Congrats on your
pension. I would not want to, like, go through my one draft as a top prospect and be like it was the who was it that got drafted by Toronto and dropped the F-bomb? Like, that's what I would have reacted if I went to Charlotte.
Yeah, but now he's saying he didn't.
He did.
he's saying, no, I was just saying, like, I was excited.
Maybe.
Colin Murray Boyles.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend looked even more pissed.
Got to go to Canada.
Well, that's our breakdown.
It was fun.
We did it in depth. We covered all the angles.
Tacked it on.
And I tried to do exactly this, but stretch it out for 4 hours the last two nights.
And again tonight?
No, I took off.
Oh, really? Why?
I had a bunch of things that I was going to maybe do.
Okay.
And none of them happened. I was going to go to Killers.
Mm.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
I was going to do some other thing. Didn't happen.
Now you get to actually tuck the kid into bed for once.
We're going to try to do a movie night. He won't watch a movie.
Just no interest?
He wants to watch YouTube videos.
Mm.
But all his buddies are watching Sandlot, and he doesn't want to do it. Mm. Last night, his buddies were talking about Harry Potter at baseball. And then I heard him talking to my wife, and she's like, should we watch Harry Potter tonight? And he goes, no, I want to watch the draft.
We're in book five of Harry Potter as a family.
I'll watch the movies if you. I've never seen it, but to keep up with you and Grant, I'll watch the movies.
Get into it.
Yeah. All right, Paul Emig, appreciate you.
See you, buddy,
and all of you for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Want to get paid to listen to podcasts? at Pilot Podcasts. We connect podcasters and brands with real listeners like you before they launch their shows. It's easy. Sign up for free. Listen to podcasts before they go live and get paid for sharing your feedback. Your insights help make podcasts better, and you get rewarded for your time. Visit pilotpodcasts.com/register today to sign up. That's P-I-L-O-T podcasts.com/register. Pilot Podcasts. Get paid to shape the next big podcast.